Looking for something fun to do this week? Something, as they say, the whole family will enjoy? You might consider an outing to the Parkland Theater at Parkland College in Champaign, where the Urbana Park District's Youth Summer Theater is presenting Seussical the Musical. That's your cue.
After all of those years being stuck on a page, did you ever imagine you'd see me on stage? Now I'm here. There's no telling what may ensue. No, there's no telling what. But I'll give you a clue. Oh, the things you can think. Oh, the things you can think. If you're willing to try. Think invisible ink. Or a gink with a stink. Or a stare to the sky.
Oh, the Thinks You Can Think, music from the original Broadway cast recording of Seussical the Musical. The Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater's production of Seussical opens Wednesday evening, the 23rd of July, and runs through Saturday. The show, which features a cast of young actors ranging in age from 9 to 18, begins at 7:30 p.m. Jennifer Bechtel is directing this production of Seussical, and she's my guest in this portion of the program. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is a show, of course, based on the books of Dr. Seuss. So we will see the Cat in the Hat. Who else will we see on stage?
It has many of the different characters that you'll recognize, but one of the most prominent is Horton the Elephant. We see parts of the Horton Hatches the Egg story and Horton Hears a Who, so we see a lot of Horton.
Okay. What's your favorite aspect of the show?
I love the way that it combines many of Dr. Seuss's stories into one through line. So it takes the spirit of much of his work, but it allows many different stories to be told at the same time. I like the fact that it's a rock musical because I love the really upbeat music. And it allows for a lot of cool dancing, and the kids really get into it and have a lot of energy then.
Yeah, the music is really catchy, as they say. So how many children are in the cast, these young actors, 9 to 18?
We have about 70 kids in the cast and crew.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, and they come from all over the area. Yeah. We've got kids coming from as far as Tuscola, and we've got kids from Mahomet, Champaign, Urbana, St. Joe. So all over everywhere.
Now, when did you begin to work with the cast and the crew?
We had auditions back in May, and then we started our rehearsals in early June.
What's it been like seeing the show take shape?
It's really exciting because you have people coming in at the beginning. Some of these kids have never been on stage before, and so some people have been doing this forever, and some are just learning, and you see the whole process where they all come together and learn what they learned through the course of the summer and become one gelled cast that they, you know, they tune into each other, they know how to respond to each other's changes and that sort of thing.
And do the kids who are less experienced or inexperienced, do they learn from the kids who have had a little experience on stage?
Yeah, I definitely think that's one of the benefits of our program. I think that there are a lot of programs for youth that have much narrower ranges of ages, and so then the younger kids don't necessarily get the benefit of the knowledge of some of the older kids. But because our program has such a wide age range, I think some of the younger, less experienced kids really do learn a lot from these high schoolers, many of whom have been performing since they were 8 or 9 years old themselves.
Yeah. So is everybody having a good time?
I think so. I'd like to think so. They're usually smiling, tired but smiling by the end of rehearsal. So I think that's a good thing.
They head out the door singing the song?
Yeah, and joking with each other. And it's a really great cast. They've really bonded as sort of a backstage family this year. And sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't, and it's really exciting when it does.
Yeah. How long has the Urbana Park District been involved in youth theater, had this program?
I believe that this is our 20-somethingth year.
So, and how did you get involved?
I actually was in the first production that they did. Through this program, I was a cast member of their production of Oliver when I was in high school. And it's just continued on since then. It's been in the hands of, I believe, I'm the fourth director to be part of the program, but I've directed it for the last 8 years. So,
wow, good run.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, is there a wintertime component to the
There isn't because most of the schools in the area have such solid performing arts programs, particularly the middle schools and high schools in the area, that a lot of our older, more experienced cast members are involved in their school shows during that time.
Okay. So if folks want to get tickets now to this production that opens Wednesday, what do they do?
They can call the Phillips Center, which is part of the Urbana Park District, and that number is 217-367-1544. People can also try to get tickets at the door, but several of our performances are getting pretty close to selling out. So I would encourage people to call with a credit card number and make arrangements for their tickets over the phone.
Okay. And again, everybody will enjoy the show, right?
Yeah, it really is one that is good for the whole family, from people who think they don't really like musicals because they're used to seeing more operatic musicals that are a little bit less accessible, to people who love musical theater, kids, adults. It should have something that appeals to everyone.
Okay. Well, let's go out with some more music from the show.
Great.
How about Green Eggs and Ham?
Sounds good.
Green Eggs and Ham, music from the original Broadway cast recording of Seussical the Musical, the Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater's production of Seussical the Musical, opens Wednesday evening, the 23rd of July, and runs through Saturday. The show, which features a cast of young actors ranging in age from 9 to 18, begins at 7:30 p.m. And my thanks this afternoon to Jennifer Bechtel. She is the director of this production of Seussical, and she's been my guest in this portion of the program. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.